Section 3. Roadway and Vehicle Knowledge. The flow of traffic on our streets and highways is controlled by various signal lights, traffic signs, and pavement markings. You must fully understand their meaning in order to drive safely. There are also various requirements concerning vehicle equipment that you should know. This section provides information about these important basics. Signal lights. Signal lights, red, yellow, and green, are placed at many intersections to regulate the direction and flow of traffic. These traffic lights apply to pedestrians, bicycle and moped riders, as well as to motorists. You must obey the signal lights unless a police officer is directing traffic to do otherwise. Red minus red means stop. This signal means STOP. You must come to a complete stop before you reach the intersection, stop line, or crosswalk. Remain stopped for as long as the light stays red. Where not prohibited by signs, a right turn may be made after coming to a complete stop, when motor traffic and pedestrian traffic are clear. Yellow minus yellow means caution. This signal means caution. A steady yellow light is a warning that the light is about to turn red. If you have not entered the intersection, you should come to a safe stop. If you are already in the intersection, you should continue moving and clear it safely. Speeding up to beat the light is illegal and could cause a crash. Green minus green means go, if clear. This signal means go. You may go through an intersection in the direction indicated by the signal if the roadway is clear. Check left and right for cross traffic before entering the intersection to avoid a collision with a red light runner. Yield to any vehicle that is already in the intersection when the light changes. Flashing red light. A flashing red light has the same meaning as a stop sign. You must come to a full stop, then proceed with caution when the roadway is clear. Flashing yellow light. A flashing yellow light means you should slow down and proceed with caution if the roadway is clear. Red arrow. A lighted red arrow means that you may not turn in the direction of the arrow. You must stop and wait for the green signal to appear before turning. Yellow arrow. A yellow arrow warns that the light is about to change to red. If you have not entered the intersection, you must stop and wait for a green arrow. If you are already in the intersection, you should continue your turn and clear the intersection safely. Flashing yellow arrow. A flashing yellow arrow means you should slow down and turn with caution if the roadway is clear. Yield the right of way to any oncoming vehicle or pedestrian before making your turn. Green arrow. A green arrow appearing alone or with another signal light means that you may proceed in the direction of the arrow, if you are in the proper lane and the roadway is clear. Inoperative signal lights. When approaching an intersection with an inoperative traffic control signal, treat it as you would a four-way stop. Come to a complete stop before entering the intersection and then proceed when the roadway is clear. If two vehicles arrive at the intersection at about the same time, both must stop and the driver of the vehicle on the left must yield the right of way to the driver on the right. Rules of the road. T-intersections. At a T-intersection, the driver on the street which ends must yield the right of way to vehicles on the cross street. Controlled intersections. You must obey the traffic signals and signs. Yield the right of way to other vehicles as directed. Do not assume it is safe to proceed just because you have the right of way. Check for traffic and pedestrians. Uncontrolled intersections. When approaching an intersection with an inoperative traffic control signal or no traffic lights, stop signs or yield signs, treat it as you would a four-way stop. Come to a complete stop before entering the intersection and then proceed when the roadway is clear. If two vehicles arrive at the intersection at about the same time, both must stop and the driver of the vehicle on the left must yield the right of way to the driver on the right. Right of way. The law requires certain vehicles to yield the right of way to other vehicles. The law does not actually give the right of way to any particular motorist, it just states who must yield. No one is allowed to take the right of way if taking it means a crash may result. Pedestrians. You must yield the right of way to pedestrians crossing the street in any marked or unmarked crosswalk. When the light turns green, you must still yield to pedestrians and vehicles in intersections. The law also requires vehicles to come to a complete stop at any school crossing when the crosswalk is occupied by any person. You may not pass another vehicle that is stopped for a pedestrian, even if you have a clear lane or a green traffic signal. In the interest of safety, if you see persons crossing any street, give them the right of way. Pedestrian activated signals. For pedestrian crosswalks with electronic signals, be mindful of the following indicators. Black small square flashing yellow, pedestrian has activated signal. Black small square solid yellow, prepare to stop. Black small square solid red lights, stop. Pedestrian is in the crosswalk. Black small square flashing red lights, stop. Then proceed with caution after pedestrian finishes crossing the driver's half of the roadway. Black small square all lights blank. Proceed with caution if crosswalk is clear. Important rules for pedestrians. There may be times when you are the pedestrian crossing the road. Keep in mind, in many instances and circumstances, it's easier for you to see an approaching vehicle than it is for the driver of the vehicle to see you. This is especially true at night, in low light conditions such as dusk and dawn and in inclement weather. Don't assume an approaching vehicle sees you and will yield to you. Black small square use crosswalks when provided or cross at an intersection. Black small square make eye contact with the drivers of approaching vehicles whenever possible. Black small square look before you step into a roadway. Even at a crosswalk, drivers must be given time to perceive and react to you stepping into the roadway. Black small square avoid distractions, such as using phones or wearing headphones, earbuds, while crossing the road. Black small square cross in a well-lit location at night. Black small square follow all traffic rules, signs and signals that may be present where you are crossing. Alleys and driveways. When entering the roadway from an alley or driveway, you must stop before reaching the sidewalk. Yield the right of way to pedestrians and approaching vehicles. Left turn. When you are preparing to turn left, you must yield the right of way to any oncoming vehicle, bicycle or pedestrian. U-turn. U-turns are permitted as long as the movement can be made safely, does not interfere with other traffic and is not prohibited by signs. When making a U-turn, you must yield to approaching traffic and make the turn only when it is safe to do so. Red light running. If you receive a citation for running a red light, or another civil traffic violation, you may be eligible to attend the Arizona Supreme Court's Defensive Driving Program. Please read the information provided with your citation carefully for information about your options. If you run a red light, or a flashing red light, and receive a traffic citation, upon conviction of that violation, you will be required to attend traffic survival school. The Motor Vehicle Division will be notified of your successful completion of traffic survival school, and no further court appearance is required. If you run a red light and cause a crash that results in life-threatening injuries to another driver or passenger, you may be fined up to $500 and your driving privilege may be suspended for 3 months. Additionally, you may be ordered to perform community service. If you cause a crash that results in the death of another driver or passenger, you may be fined up to $1,000 and your driving privilege may be suspended for 6 months. Additionally, you may be ordered to perform community service. MVD is required by law to order the completion of Traffic Survival School, TSS, for every red light conviction reported by the courts. Points are assessed and will appear on your driver record. Payment of the fine is assuming responsibility for the violation and is reported to MVD as a conviction. Failure to complete the course results in an indefinite suspension of your driving privilege. Emergency vehicles. Always be alert for emergency vehicles, especially at intersections. When a police car, fire engine, ambulance or other emergency vehicle approaches using a siren, lights or other warning devices, you must yield the right of way. Move to the right side of the road and stop until the vehicle has passed. On a four-lane highway with at least two lanes proceeding in the same direction as the approaching vehicle, proceed with due caution. Yield the right of way by making a lane change into a lane not adjacent to that of the emergency vehicle. If changing lanes is not possible or unsafe, proceed with due caution and reduce the speed of your vehicle. Following emergency vehicles. When an emergency vehicle, such as police, fire or ambulance, with flashing lights and or giving an audible signal approaches, a driver shall yield the right of way, move to the right and stop their vehicle until the emergency vehicle has passed. The driver shall maintain a distance of at least 500 feet behind a fire department vehicle responding to an emergency and at least 300 feet behind a police vehicle responding to an emergency. Do not drive into or park your vehicle within the block where the emergency vehicle has stopped to respond to the emergency. The Move Over Law, ARS 28-775, requires motorists to move over one lane to create a safe margin of space when driving by any vehicle with flashing lights pulled to the side of a road or highway. If it's not safe or possible to move over, motorists must slow down and use caution. This law pertains to all vehicles pulled over with flashing lights, including emergency response and law enforcement vehicles, tow trucks, highway maintenance vehicles, and private vehicles. It applies to all freeways and other multiple-lane highways, city roads, and streets. Learn more online at moveoveraz.org. Funerals. Drivers must yield the right of way to any vehicle that is part of a funeral procession being led by a funeral escort vehicle flashing a red or a blue light. School buses and school zones. When approaching a school bus that is picking up or dropping off passengers, you must come to a complete stop before reaching the bus, regardless of your direction of travel. A school bus will have alternating flashing lights and a mechanical stop sign arm extended while passengers are entering or leaving the bus. You must remain stopped until the school bus moves ahead or until the stop sign arm and flashing lights are no longer shown. Watch for children crossing the road in front of or behind the school bus. You are not required to stop for a school bus on a divided roadway when traveling in the opposite direction. A divided roadway is one in which the road is separated by physical barriers such as a fence, curbing, or separation of the pavement. Roadway striping by itself does not constitute a physical separation of the roadway. Caution. Motorists should exercise extreme care when in the vicinity of any stopped school bus, as a child may dart from the front or the rear of the bus. Speed limits. Vehicle speed is an important part of traffic safety. You must obey all speed regulations and be ready to adjust your speed quickly if necessary. Elements such as road conditions, traffic flow, and the number of crashes are used to determine the proper speed limits for roadways. You must obey all posted limits. The following speed limits must be observed when no limit is posted. Black small square 15 miles per hour when approaching a school crosswalk. Black small square 25 miles per hour in any business or residential district. Black small square 55 miles per hour on open highways or city freeways. Black small square 65 miles per hour on designated open highways. Black small square 75 miles per hour on rural freeways. White speed limit signs with black letters are regulatory signs and indicate the maximum speed you can legally go. Orange signs with black letters indicate recommended safe speeds due to the curvature or grade of the road or other special conditions at that location. Slow down until you are assured of safely navigating the location. The speed limits are set for the best driving conditions. When driving in bad weather, your speed should be reduced to a level that is reasonable. Three guidelines are: black small square when driving on wet roads, reduce your speed appropriately. Black small square when driving on roads with snow or ice, reduce your speed appropriately. Black small square when driving in bad weather, double the following distance from the vehicle in front of you and reduce speed appropriately. Impeding traffic. Driving too slowly can be as dangerous as driving too fast. Remember to drive in the right lane and allow faster moving vehicles to pass whenever you are driving slower than traffic around you. Traffic signs. Traffic signs regulate traffic and provide important information. The shape of a traffic sign can give you as much information about the meaning of a sign as the sign's color or wording. When visibility is poor, such as in heavy rain, dust storms, or fog, you may be able to make out only the shape of a particular sign. Regulatory signs. Octagon. Triangle. Rectangular. Warning signs. Turn, curve, and winding road signs. These signs are used to warn drivers of turns in the roadway. Below the signs may be small yellow square signs indicating the safe speed to drive through the curve. Diamond. Yellow, Diamond-shaped signs warn of a possible danger ahead. School crossing sign. Permanent five-sided, pentagon-shaped, school crossing signs warn drivers that children may be crossing any time of the day. School crossing signs may be yellow. Yellow-green signs are being posted by many Arizona school districts. Drivers must also obey the portable signs placed at times in the center of the roadway. The maximum speed from the first sign to pass the school crossing sign is 15 miles per hour. When portable signs are not in place, the normal speed limit for the area applies. Passing another vehicle in a school crossing zone is prohibited. There will often be a crossing guard assisting children crossing the roadway. Follow the instructions of the crossing guard, and come to a complete stop when any person is in the crosswalk. Railroad warning sign. A circle-shaped sign provides a warning that you are approaching a railroad crossing. Railroad crossing sign. This sign marks the location of a railroad crossing. When you arrive at a railroad crossing, you must stop no closer than 15 feet from the nearest railroad track when you observe any of the following. Black small square flashing red lights. Black small square lowered crossing barricade. Black small square ringing bells. Black small square flagger warning of an approaching train. Do not cross the tracks until all signals have stopped and the crossing barricade is up all the way. Do not drive around or under a lowered crossing barricade. In addition to obeying the regulations above, the following rules will reduce your chances of becoming another fatality. Black small square expect a train on any track at any time. Black small square do not get trapped on a railroad crossing. Black small square get out of your vehicle if it stalls on the tracks. Black small square look for a second train in the other direction. Black small square never race with a train. Black small square watch for vehicles such as buses and gasoline tankers, which must stop at railroad crossings. Black small square when driving at night, be alert for railroad crossing warning signs that are not lighted. Guide. Mile posts. Arizona is one of the few states where all state highways have mileage markers. These reference posts are set 2 feet off the right shoulder and are about 1 mile apart. Mile posts can be used to tell where you are located if you are involved in a crash, have mechanical problems, or are out of gas. If you have to stop, note the route you are on and the approximate distance from a mile post. Roadway construction and temporary work zones. Work zones are common and are set up for road construction or maintenance. They may be planned long-term projects with permanent signs or temporary work areas set up for just a few hours with portable signs placed just for that activity. Work zones pose a unique hazard to drivers and the people who are there to perform the work. Crashes that commonly occur in a work zone are rear-end collisions from drivers going too fast, crashes with fixed objects or vehicles hitting people working in the area. Always be on high alert and expect to stop or slow down suddenly for changing or unexpected conditions, including changes to the road surface. Workers and construction vehicles may be immediately adjacent to the travel lanes or may enter the travel lanes at any point in the work zone. Comply with the speed limit and other warning signs that are set up for your safety. Warning devices and signs. Alerting and controlling devices are used in road construction and in maintenance work areas to direct drivers or pedestrians safely, as well as to protect the safety of highway workers. Orange is the basic color for these devices. You must drive slowly and be especially alert at all construction sites. Always obey the posted speed limit. Fines double in work zones. Speed limits are set for a work zone not only to protect the drivers passing through, but also to protect the people who are performing the work. When signs are posted, fines for a speed violation are doubled. Fines double. Fines double when traffic violations occur in work zones on Arizona streets and roadways. Flaggers. Flaggers are often used in road work zones to stop, slow, or guide traffic safely through the area. Flaggers wear orange vests or jackets and use red flags or stop, slow panels to direct traffic through work zones. Remember to drive carefully through construction areas to protect workers on the roadway. Construction and maintenance signs. Construction and maintenance signs are used to notify drivers of possible danger in or near work areas. Most signs used in highway and street work areas are diamond-shaped. Flashing arrow panels. Flashing arrow panels are used both day and night to give advance warning to drivers to move to the right or left into another lane. Slow down and prepare to merge in the direction of the arrow. Electronic signs. Electronic message signs are used on some roadways to give you advance warning of construction zones, special traffic directions, road closures, or even weather conditions. Cones, drums, and barricades. These devices are used to alert you and to guide you safely through the work area. At night, they may be equipped with warning lights. You must slow down when you drive through these areas. Pavement markings. Pavement markings are used to guide and warn drivers, as well as to regulate traffic. Markings may be either yellow or white and can appear in combinations. Each combination has a different meaning. Yellow center lines indicate that there is two-way traffic, flowing in both directions. White lines are used to separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction and to mark the edge of the roadway, stop lines, and pedestrian crosswalks. Broken yellow lines. Broken yellow lines separate lanes or traffic going in opposite directions and indicates that passing on the left is permitted when the roadway is clear. Since you are facing oncoming traffic, overtaking and passing must be done with extreme caution. Solid and broken yellow lines. A broken yellow line alongside a solid yellow line indicates that passing is permitted only in one direction. If the broken yellow line is in your side, you may pass when the roadway ahead is clear. If the solid yellow line is in your side, you may not pass. Double yellow lines. Double solid yellow lines mean that passing is not allowed in either direction. You may not cross the lines unless you are turning left. Broken white lines. Broken white lines separate lanes of traffic going in the same direction. These lines may be crossed with caution. Remember to signal your intention to change lanes. Solid white lines. Solid white lines are used for turn lanes and to prevent lane changes near intersections. Sometimes these lanes have arrows as seen below. Turn lane arrow. If you are traveling in a lane marked with a curved arrow in the word only, you must turn in the direction of the arrow. If your lane is marked with both a curved and a straight arrow, you may turn in the direction of the arrow or you may go straight. Bicycle. A bicycle painted on the road indicates the potential presence of bicyclists. Drivers should exercise caution. Painted curbs. A painted curb means that you must follow special rules to park there. The colors on the curbs mean white. You may stop only long enough to pick up or drop off passengers. Yellow. You may stop only long enough to load or unload. Stay with your car. Red. You may not stop, stand, or park. One-way streets. If you will be traveling on a one-way street for several blocks, it is best to stay in the center lane. The left and right lanes will be used by turning vehicles. Use of lanes. White lane lines. White lane lines separate lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Single white lines may also mark the right edge of the pavement. Broken white lines. A broken white line separates two lanes traveling in the same direction. Once you have signaled, and if it is safe to do so, you may cross this line when changing lanes. Solid white line. A solid white line marks the right edge of the roadway and separates lanes of traffic moving in the same direction. Only cross the solid line on the right edge of the roadway in case of emergency or to avoid a road hazard. Vehicles may cross a solid white line when merging into and out of the high occupancy, HOV, lane. Double solid white line. A double solid white line separates two lanes of traffic going in the same direction. Crossing a double solid white line is prohibited. Yellow lane lines. Yellow lane lines separate lanes of traffic moving in opposite directions. Single yellow lines may also mark the left edge of the pavement on divided highways and one-way streets. Reversible lanes. Some travel lanes are designed to carry traffic in one direction at certain times and in the opposite direction at other times. These lanes are usually marked by double-dashed yellow lines. Before you start driving in them, check to see which lanes you can use at that time. There may be signs posted by the side of the road or overhead. Turning. Rules for turning apply at all locations, even driveways and alleys, not just at intersections. Signal. Reduce your speed and turn smoothly when safe to do so. As you turn, make sure to check for pedestrians, mopeds, and bicycles. In some areas, turns may be made from more than one lane. If this is allowed, signs and pavement markings will direct you. At some locations, turns may be prohibited by signs. Right turns. As you prepare to turn right, stay close to the right curb or edge of the road. Do not swing wide before or while turning. Right on red. When turning right at a red light, you must first stop completely before reaching the marked or unmarked crosswalk. Look for no turn on red signs. Always yield the right of way to pedestrians, bicyclists, and oncoming traffic. Unless signs direct you otherwise, turn into the right lane of the road you enter. Left turns. On a two-way road, approach the turn with your car in the lane just to the right of the centerline. Turn just to the left of the center point of the intersection. Enter the lane just to the right of the centerline. This avoids conflict with other traffic making either right or left turns. If a special lane for making left turns has been signed or marked, use that lane. Do not turn left from any other lane. Left turn. One-way road to one-way road. Approach with your car in the traffic lane nearest the left curb. Turn without swinging wide. Bring your car into the extreme left traffic lane on the road you are entering. This is the only left turn situation where, unless signs prohibit it, you may make the turn against a red light after stopping and yielding to traffic and pedestrians. Left turn, two-way road to one-way road. Approach the turn in the traffic lane just to the right of the center line. As you enter the intersection, turn into the extreme left lane of the road you are entering. A right turn in the pattern also is shown. Left turn, one-way road to two-way road. Approach the intersection in the traffic lane closest to the left curb. Turn into the lane just to the right of the center line. Do not move to the right lane without checking traffic to your right and signaling for a lane change. This turn cannot be made against a red light. Left turn, two-way left turn lane. Many two-way streets have a center lane marked as a two-way left turn lane. This lane is bordered on either side by two yellow lines. The inner line is broken. The outer line is solid. This lane is only for use of vehicles turning left in either direction. This lane provides a safe area to slow before a left turn off of the street, or to drive into when turning left from a side street or driveway. Drivers should follow these rules. Black small square signal before entering the lane. Black small square move completely into the lane. Black small square be alert for others using the lane. Black small square do not use the two-way left turn lane for passing, for through traffic or to accelerate in order to merge with through traffic. Metro light rail. Metro light rail vehicles are operating on valley streets in Maricopa County. Vehicle traffic flows alongside light rail vehicles. Learn and follow the rules of light rail safety. Metro safety by design. Black small square improved pedestrian signals improvements include countdown signals, new walkways and landscaping to reduce jaywalking. Special attention has been given to safety in school zones with the installation of new signals at some crossings. Black small square protected turn lanes. Automobiles may turn across the metro tracks only from designated turn lanes controlled by traffic signals. Black small square train only trackway. Metro travels in its own trackway, separated from traffic by 6-inch curbs. Auto traffic may cross only at controlled locations, and special traffic signals and warning signs activate when trains approach. Black small square station design. Stations are designed to discourage jaywalking. Each station has two access points, reachable by signalized crosswalk. Station platforms and vehicle floors are the same height, providing passengers with a no-step entry. Black small square signals at frontage roads. Frontage roads near the tracks are controlled with traffic signals and are designed to handle large trucks and emergency vehicles. Black small square vehicle design. Cameras inside and outside allow metro operators to ensure that passengers clear the doors while boarding and deboarding. Doors must close before the vehicle can move. Smooth stops mean that no wheelchair tie downs are needed. Black small square light rail coupler design to minimize injuries in the event of a crash. The couplers that connect light rail vehicles are covered in an energy-absorbing material. Train approaching sign. These electronic signs are posted at all metro light rail intersections and flash when a train is approaching the intersection. Combined U-turn and left turn sign. U-turns are permitted at almost all of the light rail intersections in the 20-mile metro system to allow vehicles to cross the tracks. Left turns and U-turns are controlled with traffic signals. Driving and bike riding. Black small square, never stop or park your car or bike on light rail tracks. Black small square, stop on red. A red arrow means do not turn. Black small square, look both ways before crossing the tracks by car or bike. Black small square, never drive your car or ride a bike in the area in which the train operates. Black small square, light rail trains are quiet. Pay attention near the tracks. Look for flashing train headlights and listen for warning bells and horns. Black small square, the ends of a light rail train are identical. White headlights show a train approaching. Red taillights show it moving away. Walking. Black small square, don't walk on or stand near the tracks. Black small square, cross only at crosswalks and obey the crosswalk signs. Black small square, be alert near the tracks. Light rail is quiet. Look for flashing train headlights and listen for warning bells and horns. Black small square, adults should hold the hands of small children near the tracks and on station platforms. Kids. Be smart, be safe. Black small square, stop, look and listen around light rail tracks. Black small square, cross intersections only in a crosswalk and obey the crosswalk signs. At crosswalks, get off bikes and skateboards and walk them through the crosswalk. Black small square, never play near the tracks, and don't climb trees or fly kites or airplane models near the overhead power lines. Black small square, skateboarding, rollerblading and riding bikes on the tracks or on light rail platforms is not safe and is not permitted. To learn more about Metro Light Rail safety, please visit valleymetro.org/safety.